855. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you this evening, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
All right, and of course, Derek J, fresh out of jail. For those of you just tuning in, he's out, and
Woo-hoo!
We'll try to have him on at least maybe
one more
time before you hit the road for your exile tour. Which
it's a gay joke, kid.
Thanks, Mark. I was late on that.
Got it.
Ian didn't get it until you explained it. I mean, you know.
We can continue here. Of course, you've got a question for Derek J. and his experience in jail. I'm sure he'd be happy to field that, or what he's doing next, which is the upcoming Freeman in Exile tour, which you can help fund by going to victimlesscrimespree.com. Look over on the right-hand side of the page, right underneath the header graphic, to find the link to go and do that. Still not quite to 50% of the way, so definitely need to. It would be great to have some more people pony up a little bit of cash.
Right, and it will be ongoing as I continue my exile tour. So, you know, but people can support me as they see the videos start coming out.
So, to show you're not just going to take the $2,000 and run.
Right. This is actually going on. So that's something I also look forward to.
I have to say that you've always been a man of your word in my experience with you. And I will vouch. and happy to do that. Once again, victimlesscrimespree.com. Look over on the right-hand side for the link to the fundraiser. 855-450-FREE. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about the video on YouTube of DEA Administrator Michelle Leonhart being called out by Representative Jared Polis from Colorado. Now, Jared Polis apparently knows a thing or two about medical marijuana.
He hadn't been on my radar at all. I had never heard of this guy.
First time I've heard of him as well. But apparently he knows a thing or two about medical pot, considering Colorado has medical pot.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you're in a place where medical pot exists, you're more likely to be educated about it. This guy knows something about it.
Does his flash his gang affiliation on next to his name whenever he comes up?
Oh, he's a Democrat.
Okay.
So he's asking questions of this DEA administrator and trying to get her to answer whether or not marijuana is the worst thing in the world. I mean, he's essentially trying to get her to compare marijuana to heroin and answer whether or not heroin is worse or methamphetamine is worse or crack is worse. She basically refuses to answer until he finally can squeeze a brief admission out of her that heroin might actually be worse than marijuana. She does kind of cop to it at one point.
A little more
addictive,
she says. Right. But what I think is really interesting about this clip of a man who represents a group of people where they have medical marijuana, asking another woman who works within the same organization, the government, who cracks down on people who use marijuana. Mm-hmm. It's super interesting, the subtext between them, because they don't ever say this, but that woman could raid any of those medical dispensaries, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
She could really bring
some
violence.
She may very well do it after
theft.
This.
Well, yeah. She could bring some violence and theft onto the very people who he claims to represent. So that would be really awful. And so I applaud him for asking this woman tough questions.
She is clearly an awful person. And we'll continue here because what he's asking her now is she has made some sort of statement, or the DEA has issued some sort of press release saying that their top priority is to go after illegal prescription abuse and/or distribution. And he's basically saying, well, if this is your top priority and there's evidence that shows that medical marijuana can help people beat prescription drug addiction,
at least in some circumstances.
Right. If the evidence shows that that's the case, would you support people's use of medical marijuana to beat prescription drug abuse? And that's, you know, another way of asking, is marijuana the worst thing in the world? So he's going to go ahead and ask her that now.
Narcotic prescription drugs that are abused, and also when they're used on label, they can be very harmful to health as well. Would your agency consider supporting medical marijuana provisions when that can be used in pursuit of your top priority, which is reducing abuse of prescription drugs, if it can be documented that the use of medical marijuana helps reduce the abuse of prescription drugs? Is that something you're willing to pursue?
Well, Congress has determined that marijuana is a controlled substance, and DEA is tasked with enforcing federal
law. Yeah, but you mentioned priorities, though, and you said top priority, reducing abuse of prescription drugs. One tactic to do that would be use of medical marijuana. And I wanted to make sure, again, top priority, in pursuit of your top priority, are you willing to...
I love how he treats her like a child. I mean, she's essentially acting like a child, pretending like she doesn't understand what it is that he's telling her. And, top priority. Remember, it's your top priority. You are the one who said it was your top priority. So in that case, would you support the use of medical
marijuana? And by the way, the support is... He just asked if your agency would support, and by that he means you, because she's the top of the agency. Mm-hmm. Now, she doesn't have to change she doesn't have to change anything about how they're doing business. If the DEA were to just say to Congress, we believe that marijuana is a largely harmless in comparison to all the other illegal drugs, and that medical marijuana has some value, as science has proven, we will pull our heads out of our rectums and tell you that this is the truth. If they were just to say that, that would be incredibly powerful. But what does she do? She refers to a Congress that passed a law nearly a century ago without knowing what marijuana was.
Yeah, and she doesn't accept any responsibility for what her agency does and doesn't, you know, in any way responsibly answer the question and just drones on like a robot.
Priority, in pursuit of your top priority, are you willing to look at the use of medical marijuana as a way of reducing abuse of prescription drugs?
We will look at any options for reducing drug addiction.
Gee, thanks, Michelle. I appreciate you being willing to look at an option. Well, I mean, that's really all that you got out of her.
She's just practicing politician oratory. Yeah. Forget about it. Thank you, sir. Because she hears, so this is a hypothetical question. It started with an if, and you never get in trouble for not answering a hypothetical question, right? So she just is going to say whatever she can, and that'll be it.
And that is it, by the way. That's the end of the video. He gets his time is up at that point.
And one probably asks themselves here, well, you know, what's the motivation behind this? Surely this lady must have something behind this that motivates her to do this.
Budgets.
Maybe that thing. Well, yeah, here's what it is. The war on drugs is an incredibly useful tool for A, hiring more government bureaucrats, and what chief bureaucrat doesn't want more bureaucrats beneath them? And legitimizing these agencies. Marijuana is half of the arrests in the war on drugs.
Sure.
When you consider all the other drugs, marijuana is half of the arrest. It's because it's big, it's stinky, it's fluffy, it's easy to find. Your dogs can find it. It's, you know, it's easy.
And it's popular.
And 80% of those arrests, so I guess that means 40% of all drug arrests, are possession of marijuana. So
that's right.
When you look at, and possession of marijuana generally doesn't result in some kind of long jail stay. Mostly those people are milk cows for the drug war. They are just
in the court system.
In the court system. They're just milked for their money and sent on their way. It's the money that comes from marijuana arrests that motivates this lady. Not that she really believes that marijuana is dangerous. Because, frankly, anybody who does this can't find marijuana to be that dangerous. I mean, there's never been a marijuana death. Sorry, there's nothing directly attributable. Certainly, somebody did something stupid while stoned. No doubt about that. But not smoking marijuana.
If there were if there actually were marijuana deaths, they would be preaching them from the top of the mountainside. I mean, these bureaucrats would be making all kinds of publicity surrounding someone.
They're happy to warn
pot.
You about growing boobs from smoking it. Yeah. There's no evidence from that.
Well, I don't know if the DEA actually makes that particular claim. It certainly
they did when I was. I don't
did
know
they?
If the DEA did, but that's what I was told when I was in school.
Okay.
Literally on a mimeograph. Yes, that's the purple, the old purple Xeroxes. On a mimeograph sheet of paper, I remember it being written that you can grow boobs. This definitely was something that was done in the 80s.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on drug prohibition, marijuana prohibition, whatever, or decriminalization, or any aspect of this are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Bring up what you want. Coming up, a gay Oreo cookie. 855-450-FREE.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those. We've got listening options. Live streams are there, broadband and narrowband, as well as a midband version of the show. You can tune into whichever one fits your internet connection best. It's all free at listen.freetalklive.com. You can also get the over 100 great radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week on both FM and AM across the country. In addition, we are on XM satellite radio on two different channels throughout the week, plus the webcam and listen lines, and the free-to-air KU band channel as well. All of those are different ways for you to listen in. Go and get the details at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Our number here again, 855-450-FREE. If you've got some collections that need taken care of, get in touch with SACL CAI.
That's right. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, would like to remind you to share your favorite episode of Free Talk Live, once a week on your Facebook or Twitter feed, whatever might be convenient for you. You can go to freetalklive.com. The last 7 days are right there at the top of the page. You can, right-click on them and save the location, and then put that on your Facebook or Twitter feed, whatever it is you want to do. Or you can go to the archives at archives.freetalklive.com and go back 6 years and find ones to save. So that's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, the gay Oreo cookie. Also, kitty recognition software. We'll find out what that's all about. Plus, the TSA, Mark, has done something even more outrageous. I mean, they just seem to one-up themselves on how offensive their behavior can possibly be to people. And you said there's apparently some story in the news about how the TSA, and some TSA agent somewhere, decided to go ahead and dump out somebody's ashes.
It's a crazy story from the raw story.
We'll get to that here in a moment. Ed's on the line in Washington. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark. Ed in Washington, going once.
Okay.
Ed in Washington. Yeah. Hello.
I'm here.
You are on the air, Ed. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. You guys are addressing the wrong question. I mean, you talk about the drugs, you talk about the DEA, trying to do whatever they're doing, but there's one very important question that you're avoiding altogether.
What's that?
Where in the Constitution of the United States, article, section, paragraph, clause, is there any authority for the United States to determine what the citizens will put in their bodies?
I'd say that's a good question.
Yeah, well, why do they have the FDA? Why do they have, all those alphabet soup organizations that they have? The federal government is at least 90% beyond whatever it is that I would interpret a plain reading of the Constitution from, but that doesn't seem to stop them.
Well, of course it doesn't, because the people aren't stopping them.
True.
Yeah, people don't stand up for their freedoms, so they lose them. What would you suggest be done? Ed?
Education.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to do that.
We're working on that. But ultimately, education isn't going to solve the problem, because you can have a whole bunch of educated serfs, and as long as they aren't willing to stand up for themselves, then being all book smart ain't going to help them.
Okay, then how about growing a pair?
That's important.
I like that answer.
I think you have to do one and then two. So you have to educate yourself and then be willing to stand up for freedom.
Exactly.
Right on. I'm glad we're on the same page. So anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. And do grow your pair and stand up for freedom in an intelligent way, in a way that will make your stand more effective. Say by coming to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and gathering together with others who are willing to stand up. Having met a number of folks at the Porcupine Freedom Festival over the last week, I inevitably have conversations with folks that will make statements like, wow, I didn't realize it was this good. The idea of being around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people.
Well, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is the gateway drug to the Free State Project. I mean, there's nothing quite as... there's nothing in real life in New Hampshire that's as much fun as going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
No doubt, although it is real life for an entire week in New Hampshire, but yes.
The other 51, not quite as, a bit more mundane.
No doubt, but there are some really amazing things that happen outside of the Porcupine Freedom Festival that just couldn't possibly happen there, like civil disobedience and creating media on a regular basis and all of that. But the ultimate way to stand up for oneself is to do it together with others, because if you stand up all alone, wherever it is that you are, you will be crushed by the iron fist of the state. That's just how it's going to be. And if you stand up with others, as we did yesterday, Derek J., myself, and Adam Kokesh, and probably about five or six other people from Keene, and a number of people from across Massachusetts, gathering together at the town of Middleborough at their town hall and engaging in a free speech event where profanity was used in violation of a local city ordinance. When you're together with others, the police are far less likely to enforce upon you. And that's a win. When you perform civil disobedience and you don't get arrested, it's a win. Of course, you could also argue that getting arrested while performing civil disobedience is also a win, because it brings more attention to an issue sometimes when someone is arrested. Although yesterday there were no arrests. In fact, there were no police that even showed themselves at the event. Maybe one had driven by at some point, but there were no uniformed officers in presence that were present at the event. And it was very successful in that there were lots of media there and no arrests, so we won. 855-450-FREE.
This is one of those great pieces of civil disobedience where you couldn't help but win. It's just one of those ways that if you go and you speak out for freedom of speech, you win. If you go, you speak out for freedom of speech and you get arrested, you win bigger.
Let's go to David, listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark. Hey, David.
How do you go?
Hey.
17 states in the face of this tyranny is standing up, at least. That's over a third.
How's that? You're talking about 17 states.
34% of the United States.
It's pretty good. You're talking about those with medical marijuana.
Right.
17.
And Connecticut just joined in the last month, right in the face
really?
Of all the horror that's going on. And the mere fact that each candidate will not address this shows me that they're corrupt to the bone, because they're not smart. I mean, they're not stupid people, these guys.
Mm-hmm.
They know that if all they got to do is say, I support medical marijuana, and they're elected, one-third of the states will vote back them up, the candidate who supports it. It's so crazy and so ludicrous that these guys don't
Well, Ron Paul spoke out.
And
you know Ron Paul's
own wife has MS, and there's millions of people that will testify that cannabis helps you out when you got MS.
Absolutely, David.
And
you are right on.
Keep his own wife away from it and pay $400 for a little vial of Marinol, whatever, that doesn't have the real good stuff in it that could help her. He wants us attached to these pharmaceutical companies.
And don't forget, David, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Addicted to power.
Yeah, don't forget old Obama was a huge pothead when he was growing up. So, I mean, that's confirmed. More coming up.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com CamelMilkForSale.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that we have there. A lot of them are available for you, including the webcam. Watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, as our chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. And you can see that there. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And if you'd like to get 18,000 radio stations from around the world, plus Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 tunes, you can do it with C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. I've got one here at the LRN.FM studio, and it is very effective. It's performing a duty as a monitor right now. I've got LRN.FM running on it constantly. And you can listen to all manner of different radio stations from around the world, various different music and talk channels, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Anything that you can, pretty much any kind of musical format you can imagine, it's available there. So unlike your local radio dial where maybe you've got 15 to 35 stations, depending on the size of your market, or smaller, I suppose, in smaller markets, this literally has anything you can possibly imagine that has an internet stream. I mean, your old favorite station from where you used to live, it's probably there if they're streaming.
Some station that's you know, commercial free that plays your particular brand of music, it's there. There was one that I was listening to at one point it was all show tunes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, awesome. I'll admit, I like a show tune now and then. And it was great. It was great. There were no ads in it. Just, you know, show tune after show. Oklahoma, you know, just keep on, it keeps on rattling on. Chicago.
I like the soundtrack channels myself. I like,
oh, yeah.
I like those. So they're all there, and you can go to ccrane.com to learn more about the C-Crane company and their excellent products, including, we're only telling you about one of them here, the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at C-Crane, C-C-R-A-N-E, C-Crane.com. And if you mention Free Talk Live at checkout, you'll get a free flashlight. So keep that in mind. 855-450-FREE. So, Mark, tell me about this news with the TSA and the urn.
Well, it wasn't even really an urn.
Really?
There's a picture here, and it's...
What was it? Somebody's ashes, right?
Somebody's ashes.
Some Somebody's grandfather?
What's in there. It looks like it might have been an old, like a baby food jar or coffee jar or something.
No, I see their confusion. That looks like a grinder. They thought they were just tossing out some drugs.
Like a marijuana grinder?
Yeah.
So it's a situation. This is from RawStory.com, David Ferguson. A TSA worker at an airport in Florida violated the agency's policy when she opened a container containing the ashes of a passenger's grandfather and spilled them on the terminal floor.
Yikes.
According to Indianapolis, Indiana's ABC affiliate station, WRTV Channel 6, don't ask me why Indianapolis is reporting on a Florida TSA agent, but, you know, there you go. John Gross of Indianapolis was visiting relatives in Florida when his uncle, acting on the wishes of the family, gave Gross a portion of his grandfather's ashes. Mario Marcatelli came to the United States as an immigrant from Sicily and passed away in 2002 at the age of 91. Gross was presented with the ashes in a tightly sealed jar marked human remains, which he assumed would warrant enough respect that he would be able to board his flight home unmolested. He was wrong. When he arrived at the TSA checkpoint, they opened my bag and I told them, please be careful. These are my grandfather's ashes. Grandpa, here he says. She picked them up the jar, then she opened it. Now, it looks sealed here, so she, like, you know, with her thumbnail or something, opened up the masking tape that was around it. The agent not only opened the sealed jar, but stirred the contents with her finger. Allowing an estimated quarter to a third of the ashes to spill out onto the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you know, some people are going to say that, yeah, these are the remains, this isn't the person, that this is, you know, big deal. Other people are going to consider this to be very important.
Sacred to some people.
Right. And, you know, whatever it is, you have to respect what this person must have felt like.
Apparently, you don't have to respect people because this is the TSA, and there's no punishment if they don't respect
people. I'd say this lady's lucky this dude didn't just jack her. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a level of disrespect that is could be of the highest order for people. And so it says here, she started around, spilling up to a third to a quarter on the floor. Gross frantically tried to scoop up as much of his grandfather's remains as he could. She didn't apologize. She started laughing, he said.
Whoa.
I was on my hands and knees picking up bone fragments. I couldn't pick them all up. Everything that was lost, I mean, there was a long line behind me. Can you imagine the pressure and the, humiliation that you must have felt in the circumstance?
The way his heart must have been pumping. I can feel it now.
Now, the TSA states that crematory containers must pass through x-ray scanners, but the organization's website indicates the containers holding human remains should never be opened under any circumstances by TSA personnel.
Well, the rules say one thing, but we already know that government bureaucrats kind of make it up as they go along.
Gross said he wants an apology. Now, I think that this speaks of a big individual. He doesn't say, I want somebody to pay. He's not looking for a check.
Yeah, he's not looking threatening for an to sue and stuff. He's not getting all sue happy like, you know, many people would be able to justify him being, but he's just asking for a simple apology.
Yeah. Well, I'd like an apology from the agent and the TSA.
Same thing with Daryl Perry, who had the Keene Activity Center was raided a couple of weeks ago, and they came into his your old bedroom, Derek J., while he was asleep, and they woke him up at 8:50 in the morning, because he gets home from work at 2 in the morning, so he's sound asleep at that point, and they woke him up from a dead sleep, and he just wants an apology as well, but Fred Parcells, the raiding agent, refused to even acknowledge him the other day when he asked for an apology and just blew him off.
Wow.
These government bureaucrats don't have to apologize.
Well, in Purcell's defense, at the very least, he was following the law, if not, whatever moral code one might have. In this case, this lady was breaking not only their rules,
code, yeah.
the rules, but, you know, a moral code also. So, I mean, you know, there's an addition there. So, coming here, Gross says, I want an apology from the TSA. I want an apology from the lady who opened the jar and laughed at me. I want them to help me understand where they get off treating people like this.
Wow.
So I can only imagine what this is like for the family. it's a big issue. In my family, when my grandmother was cremated, you know, there were three kids, and, you know, it's a big deal. Do you want to split up the ashes? Do you want to keep them together? Who gets to keep the ashes? You know, it's all these questions that go into the situation, and it causes a lot of tension. It just shows that there's a great deal of underlying emotion involved.
Do you think that the TSA or that official in particular was at all concerned that if if she let that one pass, then anyone who wants to bring drugs across the border or bring drugs on a plane would just be able to say, you know, oh, these are human ashes.
Mermaids.
You can't open these, you know. And so it would just be some new way for people to, get
it's
through
a possibility.
The TSA with their drugs.
Maybe she thought it was a joke. I mean, because she didn't exactly find drugs by fishing around, you know. I mean, she's kind of fishing in there. I mean, that's not going to tell you whether or not this is some kind of drug. So, like, maybe she thought it was a joke. Maybe she thought this was, oh, they're spoofing me. The container, admittedly, doesn't look like an urn, okay? So, like, you expect to see ashes in an urn. In this circumstance, he was getting a portion of his grandpa's remains, not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Different families are going to deal with this situation differently. They were putting in the best container they knew how at the time, and he probably was going to find a superior container when he got home. But, yeah, you know, whatever it is, maybe she just didn't. I don't think she really thought this was somebody's remains. I mean, more than likely she was thinking that, oh, this is some kind of joke, or he's trying to get something over on me, or there's something in here. I don't know.
Well, leave it to the TSA to figure out a way to molest you after you've died and been cremated. Terrible. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, in other news, you're certainly welcome to tell us your TSA stories, but in other news, it's happened. We've talked about it happening. We've speculated about this happening, and maybe it has happened in the past, but I don't recall it right off the top of my head. But a man has been convicted, not for having sex with a 17-year-old girlfriend, but for photographing it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-FREE. I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that if you have to leave here.
You cannot bring Simon to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa,
hey, hey,
hey,
hey,
hey, hey,
who do you think you
excuse
are?
Excuse
me.
There is no video, audio,
cloud. No, I have work today. This is you ain't gonna make. Wait, no, now. Now, wait a minute.
Holy shit.
Hey! Oh my god! Unbelievable!
Why?
Because you scared me, Robert. What am I being detained for?
You're being served.
What is this?
Press have a funny way of telling people no. Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 26th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1583.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1623.53, $811.77 for a half ounce, or $405.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1623.53, $811.77, and $405.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. webex.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. And then you'll find links there to Amazon, different Amazons around the world. Got Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, as well as Amazon US. Click into the right one for you and get your shopping taken care of. And Free Talk Live will be given a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great prices you're used to from Amazon. It's just that they're going to cut us a portion of their profits. If you enter through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Now, I don't know if you can order a gay Oreo cookie on Amazon, but they do have groceries at Amazon, so it certainly is possible to get some food over there. But there's some news that has some headlines. I guess Oreo, Nabisco, the company that owns Oreo, has been making headlines over an advertisement that they created that some are saying is pro-gay.
That's what some are saying. Yeah, it's visible on their Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/Oreo, I'm reading this story from ABC, but this is a promotional campaign that Oreo, under the brand Kraft, is doing. As every day they put out a new picture that's a different type of advertisement spoofing current events. And so this is Pride Month, being June, and so they put out this rainbow cookie that looks totally Photoshopped. Doesn't look like they made this thing, because it's got seven layers of cream, and they're in rainbow. So...
seven layers.
Yeah, that's kind of ick. I can understand people wanting, being not interested in the cookie itself, but what I think is interesting, the story doesn't report this, but you can check it out on the Facebook page, that this picture's been posted five times. So it's unlike their other promotions, which are only posted once. So it's a pretty hardcore endorsement, I'd say.
It says Pride underneath it.
It says Pride.
Each of the layers is an individual color of the rainbow, so it's got the rainbow and pride, and you can interpret that. And I frankly am a big fan of rainbows, and a little put out that somehow the gay guys got the rainbows. I mean, rainbows are great, so it's lots of colors.
Why don't they try with anything?
Why don't you try to win it back, Mark?
take back the rainbow. Well, I don't know. Skittles has a nice campaign about all that, and they don't call it pride or anything.
Nope.
But I just think it's a nice endorsement. What they the comment that they had posted next to the picture was proudly support love, and I don't see I like how it's clearly a gay thing, but the problem is that there are people who are saying now they're going to boycott this. Oreo's Facebook page has 29 million fans.
Wow.
And so that could really mean something for their bottom line, but I'm happy to see that most of the comments that I've seen are supportive. Also, I'm just
26 million, but that's some serious fanage.
Yeah, for real.
Maybe 3 million people have unliked since this article was written.
That could be.
It really could be.
But I would
doubt
bet
it.
That there would be more.
Like
yeah, I would bet that there would be more who would like it.
I really eat Oreos.
And hearing that
what?
There are going to be
people. Wait a minute. Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah, I like them ice cream.
You like the golden Oreos.
That too.
Yeah.
Look, everyone loves Oreos. I don't care what you say. They just haven't made the kind for you yet. But it makes me want to go out and buy Oreos for, like, everyone I know, just to be like, they're supporting.
Isn't there an event like that? Like, somebody made an event where coming up in, like, a month, people are going to go buy Oreos and share them with people on the street that support gay rights? Or gay marriage or whatever?
If there is, I haven't heard about that yet. I just hear about people saying that they're going to do a boycott, but that just makes me want to, you know, take the place of those people who were previously buying Oreos and just buy double.
As it is called, a boycott, I believe, is the response to a boycott. So it'll be interesting to see how things play out, or if we'll even find out. You know, I doubt Oreo is going to really be plastering their sales numbers all over the place for us to pick apart. But ultimately, that is a big question when a big company like this takes a political stand, effectively, is, you know, will that result in more, you know, products being consumed or fewer products being consumed?
More is my prediction. I don't think it's a political thing. I do think it's a financial thing. I think that they're going for the money because I'm not an expert in this field or anything, but I have read reports when Ford started advertising in gay magazines saying that there's a certain income gap between straights and gays.
Meaning gays are more wealthy than straights?
Yeah, meaning that they have a higher income. Maybe not that they're more wealthy.
Probably more disposable income would be my guess.
Right, they tend not to have children, you know, tend to be working in the same field for a long time.
You know? Dual income, no kids.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's cute. Well, yeah, so these people have lots of money to spend on Oreos and cars. So I think any advertisement targeted toward gays is strictly about money. It's not about making a political statement.
Good point.
Yeah, that's where I see it.
And I hope it does work out for them financially.
I think that okay, so it's a political statement that's easy to make because look what happened when Disney World made it so that, you know, they had the gay days or whatever it was. And I don't know what it was.
You haven't heard about this?
No.
It's so old. I mean, the news is old.
Christian group boycotted them for like 10 years. You know, ruining the lives of, a generation of kids.
Right, tens of thousands of Christian kids.
couldn't get to go to Disney World. And then they called off the boycott, like, after a decade failure.
Really?
I mean, because, the gays are going to go to Disney World, and they, they told their friends, and there's a lot of people to support, so they're
what
more likely
really,
to go.
I mean, do these people really expect these big companies to openly endorse bigotry? Or to enforce their bigotry on them? I mean, on these people? I mean, do the people that are protesting gay days at Disney World, would they like to see somebody check somebody's sexual status before they're allowed to enter Disney World? I mean, these people are just so obsessed with trying to control the behavior of other folks. It's just disgusting. And they need to get over it.
Well, I don't know. There's a precedent for that. You know, like, wasn't it George Bush who had the, Defense of Marriage Act a little while ago where he wanted to define marriage federally?
Wasn't that Clinton?
I don't know who it was under, but I think it was under Clinton. But I don't know if that thing is, I don't know if it's constitutional. It hasn't been tested yet.
Well, I was under the impression it was federal law and that it was defining marriage as one man and one woman.
Yes.
And so this is the reason that gay couples can't get the same benefits as straight couples when they're married, even if they are, you know, legally gay married. Their jobs aren't able to give them equal benefits. So, you know, I would think that if Oreo really wanted to take a stand, they could start saying, well, and also we're going to pay our gay employees the same as we would pay our straight employees.
No telling whether or not they do that. I mean, I know that Disney World does do that.
Okay, well, I think that's wonderful. And one organization that does not is the Pentagon, which also celebrated Pride Month.
Oh, for the first time, right?
Yeah, this is the first time they were celebrating their gayness. They were saying, you know, that they should be out and open more. And they sort of just took it as an opportunity to apologize for all of the nasty things they were saying about how it would hurt morale and how it would just dissolve cohesion.
So those things haven't happened.
Yeah.
All's forgiven now.
They made some lovely speeches where they were just like, well, these were our studies beforehand, and look, you know, the sky didn't fall, and so everything's fine. And I think it's really nice. One of the captains, I don't really know how all the ranks go, but one of the captains started in the closet and actually ended the ceremony. He got to bring his lover to the ball. So, like, can you imagine for a Marine how this must be so different?
No kidding.
It must be a really different world for them to be living in the Marines and seeing a homosexual lover at the ball.
Certainly has to be unusual, although, you know, I would still hope that people who care about their lovers would discourage them from joining the military regardless of their sexual proclivities. Seems like a really bad idea.
Well, yeah, but...
If you want to see your lover again.
Well, for those who are working within the military, I don't know if it's a... I really don't know if it's better if they got benefits, because wouldn't it make more sense if it would if they didn't and then just got so turned off by it that they were like, oh, I don't want to join this anyway. You know, they're not going to treat me as an equal, so why would I be a part of this organization?
Yeah, it's a tough situation to really support. I mean, I still ultimately do support treating people like equals. So if you're going to give one set of people benefits, you should give the other set of people benefits. But at the same time, I want to discourage people from joining the military. So that's a tough one for me.
I don't know. It's a personal decision. There are plenty of books that people can read that could turn them off from joining the military, or, you know, pictures they can look at of broken limbs. But yeah. It seems to be up to, you know, the propaganda that they're subjected to.
If it doesn't break your limbs, it'll break your mind.
The military, that is.
It's off so many people.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And why would anyone want to fight for these politicians that have been oppressing people for so long? Because that's all you're really doing. You're not protecting freedom. You're just doing whatever it is you're told by people like George W. Bush and Barack Obama. They don't have your best interest in mind. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at C-Crane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.